Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through verse 36. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. We will be joined by the choir from Zion Lutheran School in Belleville, Illinois, in celebration of the National Lutheran Schools Week. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 9th chapter. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. And as he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them. They were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It says here that Moses and Elijah are speaking with Jesus about his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. And many of you know the word is Exodus in Greek. There's a lot to talk about this Exodus. And in a way, it's totally unnecessary because Moses and Elijah, who represent all of the law, Moses' writings in the first five books, and all of the prophets, of whom Elijah was the greatest, they've been talking about this from the beginning. This has been the focus of everything, is Jesus and the exodus that he will accomplish. Moses, of course, as we heard earlier this week, spoke about the prophet who would come, like him, but coming, as we just heard, in the name of the Lord, with the Lord's own words in his mouth, to whom everyone must listen, or else they will be held to account for it. And this also is what our Lord God the Father says in his voice from the majestic glory in the cloud, that this is his beloved Son, this is the chosen one, listen to him. The focus of all of the law and the prophets is Christ. The focus of this exodus at Jerusalem, this is the focus of Christ's whole life, as we have sung already and will certainly sing again. With 30 years accomplished, he went forth from Nazareth, destined, dedicated, willing to meet his death. And that is also the focus and the point of our faith, of Christianity, of why we're here, of why we sing, of why we gather, and of why we continue. The exodus that Jesus accomplished at Jerusalem. What is an exodus? It's a way out. But we know it is a rescue. We know it is when the Lord comes and creates a people by taking them out of their oppression, when he comes and he defeats the stronger man, the king, the Pharaoh, who enslaved us, and the one to whom we are enslaved, our whole race, the human race. We are enslaved to sin and death, to sin which corrupts all of our hearts, and which even after holy baptism pulls on us, grabs a hold, would rule over us, crouching always at our door, which we must rule over. How can that possibly happen? only if our Lord Jesus Christ comes and despoils sin, death, and the devil. And so with this text, with this Feast of Transfiguration, which here we get to celebrate kind of all week long and over again, and out in the church it's the same way, once or twice or whenever it will be, we are prepared for what is to come. We are focused by this account on the exodus of our Lord at Jerusalem. We're focused on his great Passover, when our Lord brought his people over from death into life, when he despoiled the enemy and brought us out unharmed to be his own people. We are focused and we set our face with our Lord to Jerusalem, to where all the action will happen, to what everything in the scriptures has always pointed to, because it is our rescue, our salvation, that Jesus accomplishes by his death and his resurrection. That's our focus. It's the focus of everybody in today's scripture, except for Saint Peter, who shows himself in this whole section to be very unfocused indeed. What happened just before the transfiguration is so enlightening that Peter has his great moment. He's asked by Jesus, "Who do people say that I am?" "Well, I've got lots of reports about you, Jesus. Maybe you're a prophet, the prophet that Moses mentioned. Maybe you're Elijah who is to come." But when Jesus asked him, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter says, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God." And that's different, isn't it? Different than Moses and Elijah. This is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the one who will save us. Hosanna. But then immediately Jesus begins to talk about the whole point. He talks about his death and his resurrection, that it is necessary for the Son of Man to suffer and to die, and the third day to rise again. And Peter pulls him aside and says, "No, that can't be the case, Lord." And there the Lord says to him, "You are thinking like Satan. Of course this is necessary. Indeed, Jesus says that this is the way it will be for all of us too." It is on the heels of talking about his focal point, his exodus in Jerusalem, that he also says of us, "If anyone would be my disciple, let him take up his cross daily, deny himself, and follow me. For if you should lose your life in this world, yet you will save it." This, of course, is the call for Peter. This will be, finally, the focal point for Peter's life also, if the stories are to be believed, that he died in Rome and was crucified himself, although upside down in his own way, as Peter always would have it, I suppose. Here on the mountain, in the great moment when finally they're fully awake, maybe, Peter shows himself unfocused. "Let's build three tents in the presence of this glory. I mean, there's Moses and there's Elijah and there's you. What happened to the great distinction that Peter had made just moments ago, days ago, when he said, 'You alone are the Christ, the Son of God'?" So it will be for us if we lose sight of the focal point. If we are not fixed in our faith, in our confidence, in our life, always on the central moment in history around which B.C. and A.D. and everything rotates, around Christ's death and resurrection, around his saving work for us, around his exodus for which he has come to this earth to redeem us. For if we are unfocused, if we are turned away from that, well, there's all sorts of horrible things to see, all sorts of doom and gloom, all sorts of destruction, all sorts of failures, and all sorts of rebukes too. But Christ has said, "Fix your hearts on me." The Father has said, "This is my chosen one. Listen to him." And the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit always that we are children of God, that we are His people, that He points us back to His Word, that He draws out of the Scriptures always Christ, that He shows us in law and in prophets and in the apostles who it is that we should give our worship to, who it is that is trustworthy, who it is who can save us from this wretched body of sin and death. Christ our Lord, Jesus, the one who stands alone, the one who is our Passover lamb, the one who brings us out of death and destruction into life that actually lives beyond this life, into eternal life and resurrection. So we begin a long 70-day journey into captivity through much cross and trial, through the attacks of the devil and sin, which we should not take in a trifling manner. But we know that the focal point is Christ and His work and His redemption of us by His death and resurrection. And I look forward to singing Alleluia with all of you come Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.